This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Abortion opponents are applauding yesterday's Supreme Court decision supporting a ban on the procedure that they call partial birth abortion. The medical term is intact dilation and extraction. But what about the doctors who perform these procedures?
Earlier, I spoke with Dr. Karen Lifford. She's a practicing OBGYN who is also the medical director of Planned Parenthood in Massachusetts. Planned Parenthood was part of the suit that the Supreme Court ruled on yesterday. Some 90% of abortions are performed before 12 weeks in the first trimester. The ban procedure is done after 12 weeks, and it involves removing a fetus intact from the uterus. I asked Dr. Lifford how often she personally performs that procedure.
It's really not a matter of how often any particular procedure in medicine is used. It's having a range of options that we all need to practice medicine safely and to offer our patients what's best for their health.
Justice Anthony Kennedy, in his majority decision yesterday, said there was, quote, medical uncertainty over whether the procedure was ever necessary for the sake of the women's health. What do you think of that?
I think that that's disregarding experts in our field, as well as leading medical organizations that agree that this procedure is sometimes necessary and that this option should not be taken away from physicians.
What is the alternative? So what will a woman receive now in the second trimester if she wants to terminate a pregnancy?
The fallback is a D&E, a dilation and extraction, which is widely used across the country. But I think that this does not allow medicine to evolve to practices that may be safer.
So the difference between the two procedures are that in one instance, the fetus is extracted whole, if you will, and the other not?
And the other difference is how much instrumentation is required. And that's why it's felt that this ban procedure might be safer.
What happens if a woman miscarries past the 12th week and does not expel the fetus on her own? Does she have the D&E?
This law does not apply to fetuses that are not living. So the restrictions on someone who has miscarried and the fetus is dead, it doesn't apply to. However, many miscarriages involve labor that starts prior to when the fetus can survive outside a woman, and it would apply in those circumstances.
So I'm just trying to get a sense, you know, for a woman who, you know, needs or wants to terminate a pregnancy in the second trimester, when she comes into your office, what would she now face and what restrictions would she now be under?
Well, I think what women need to know is that abortion, including second trimester abortion, is still legal in the United States. Planned Parenthood and other providers have always followed the law. We will always continue to follow the law, and we will provide our patients with the options that are available, but we will be restricted now. And this restriction is based on politicians rather than physicians. Medicine has always moved forward and changed according to physicians' best judgment. This is really precedent setting that politicians are making medical decisions.
Does it also reflect the success and the tactics of the anti-abortion movement to shift the focus away from talking about the woman's health to talking about the fetus?
I think this is a major setback for women's health. There are more than 30 years of precedent that abortion bans must include protections for the women's health. This is the first time we've seen a ban upheld where we're willing to disregard the health of women.
Dr. Karen Lifford is the medical director of the Planned Parenthood League of Massachusetts, also a practicing OBGYN. Dr. Lifford, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.